You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. It is 9:37 here in Pensacola. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning. I hope you're having a fantastic morning. Thank you so much for listening. If ever you want to join in our conversation, you have a comment, a question, please do. It's 437. Or just say, hey, we're doing a good job. Right, Sarah?
Yes.
Give us some encouragement on this Wednesday. We're halfway through the week. It's 437-1620. With me today, I have Sarah Fair with Santa Rosa Update. It's a Santa Rosa library system. And I have to say, Sarah, I was so excited the day I got my library card when I was little. Your first, like, plastic card.
I still have mine from when I went to the Milton Library as a small child, and it's, like, cardstock with this metal thing that they would, like, run through, kind of like the old credit card readers, you know, back in the day.
Yes.
So I still have that one.
Man, that was a glorious day.
Yes.
I thought I was big stuff getting my library card. So, and the library's always been an exciting time. I mean, there's just so many books. I mean, it's endless of the things you could pick out. And when I was growing up, not telling you how old I am, but there was like VHSs and stuff you could pick out too.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Now we have DVDs and we have streaming options.
Oh, of course you
all
do.
All kinds of things.
I just could see the little plastic container it was in. Can you, anyway. I digress, as I like to say on this show. So we're going to talk about a lot of fun stuff today. We have a summer reading program.
Yes, we are so excited about our summer reading program. You can register starting next Friday, May 26th, and registration will be available online on our website, www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries, or you can register in person at your library. There will be reading calendars that you can either print or pick up at the library. And we have fun challenges for all ages. We have kids 11 and under, teens 12 to 18, and adults 19 and up. And everyone can participate. We also always, as always, have our kindergarten through fifth grade in-person programs. And we're going to have some really awesome guests this year presenting.
Okay, yeah. Tell us about that.
We will have some former Blue Angels pilots.
Oh, nice.
Smokey Bear, the ever-popular Animal Tales, and the Pensacola Mess Hall. And this year's theme is All Together Now, and it's all about kindness, friendship, and unity. So we also have the Magical Poodles coming. And
what is the Magical Poodles? I've never heard of that.
There's a local lady named, I believe, let's see, Michelle Harrell, and she has these poodles and they do fun tricks, and she also teaches us about kindness to animals and things like that.
My little would love that.
Yes. So those programs will take place starting June 5th, and it's going to run for 7 weeks this summer, but we'll take a break during the week of Independence Day since that falls on like a Tuesday this year. And
Perfect.
We're closed that day. So we'll be closed coming up on Memorial Day, Monday, May 29th, and then again for Independence Day on Tuesday, July 4th.
Fabulous. And if you need more information, you can head on over to santarosa.fl.gov/libraries.
Yes.
That'll give you the same information we're talking about today.
Yes, ma'am. We have links to all of this can be found on our website. There's a whole page dedicated to summer reading. Where the registration link will be live on Friday, May 26th. And all of the details as far as dates and times of programs, who's presenting each week, will be available then as well.
And is this something that happens during the day, at night? What usually is the time frame for this?
So we have on Tuesdays at the Milton Library, 1 p.m. Tuesdays at the Pace Library, 5:30 p.m.
Okay.
1 p.m. Wednesdays at the J Library, 1 p.m. Thursdays at the Navarre Library, and 5:30 p.m. on Thursdays at the Gulf Breeze Library. So some afternoon, some evening.
Great. That's perfect.
Yeah.
You know, especially for kids that stay home with their parent during the day or a nanny, or, you know, they can just take them over to the library, and that's something for them to do. Especially during these hot summer days, right?
Exactly.
When you just don't want to go outside.
Or
it's already getting there, by the way.
Those afternoon thunderstorms, you can't play outside. Come to the library.
Absolutely. I think it's sad because I feel like the library is just, you know, fading out a little bit. And just to have this and bring people back in, I think is a wonderful opportunity.
We've been seeing amazing numbers with all of our programs. So we're very excited. You know, COVID, obviously, things declined. We couldn't do in-person things, but we started back in person last summer, and it's been growing ever since. We also have preschool story time starting on June 5th. And that's for kids ages 3 to 5 who haven't started kindergarten yet. We don't do our toddler time program in the summer. We take a break from toddler time in the summer and start back with that in the fall.
Okay. So, and then tell me where your locations are.
We have 6 locations total. We have a library in Pace, Milton, Gulf Breeze, Navarre, and Jay. And then we also have a second location in Milton. That's the Family History and Research Center. And that's located at 6275 Dogwood Drive in Milton. You can do genealogy research there, other kinds of research. If you need a quiet space to study, that's a wonderful place to go for that. They also offer exam proctoring. So if you're taking an online class and your professor requires you to have the your exams proctored, you just call Cassie at the Family History and Research Center, and that number is 850-981-READ, which is 7323, and schedule an appointment with her, and she can get you taken care of.
That's great. That's a great thing, too. I know I went to college. When I went to college, you had to have a proctor. And especially, like, for me, I didn't have family here. And so you're just like, or, you know, you just need someone. So that's a great opportunity to have. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Sarah Fair with Santa Rosa Update at the Santa Rosa Library System. We're talking about the Santa Rosa reading program, which begins May 26th. You can register online or at your library. And there's all kinds of opportunities for kids, K-5 programs, reading calendars with Kindness Challenge. Tell me a little bit about that.
So every year we do challenges based around the theme of the program. So this year, since the theme is focusing on kindness, friendship, and unity, the challenges that our youth services coordinator came up with are based on kindness and doing nice things for others. I don't remember all of them off the top of my head.
But this is for a little bit older children, which is nice. 11 and under, and then teens too as well.
And adults.
Yes,
we offer something for all the age groups. So we want people to participate, record the minutes they read, but also take part in these challenges to earn some fun prizes.
That's a fun thing to do during the summer. Acts of kindness, I think, is something wonderful to instill. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with Sarah Fair, Santa Rosa Update. We are going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we have more to talk about. If you want to join in the conversation, please do 437-1620. Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday morning or getting through half of the week. We have a good show for you today. We also have on Running Wild and attorney Terrence Gross later on. But right now, we're talking to Sarah Fair, Santa Rosa Update, all things Santa Rosa Library System. And she has a lot, they have a lot to offer this summer. They have reading programs. But right now, we're going to talk about how to cancel your fees with kindness. So let's talk about that, Sarah.
Right. So tying in with the summer reading theme of All Together Now, we're going to give our patrons who owe fees for lost or damaged items the opportunity to cancel their fees with kindness by donating canned goods or other non-perishables such as rice or pasta. And so if you owe us $5 for a mass market paperback, bring in 5 non-perishables and your fees waived. If you owe $50 because you lost a lot of things, then you know, every item you bring in will knock a dollar off of that fee. And even if you don't owe us money, if you want to participate in the kindness portion of this and donate canned goods, we will gladly take them. And the great thing about this is that each library, we are coordinating with food pantries near them. So donations that are dropped off at the J Library will stay in the J community.
Oh, wonderful.
Navarre will stay in the Navarre community, et cetera, mm-hmm. you know, so forth.
That's great.
Yes.
That's wonderful. So you know where your donations are going.
Exactly.
Right back into your yes. neighbors.
And we'll have a list of those available if people, you know, want to know. We're still coordinating the drop-off, you know,
okay, yeah.
logistics. But
logistics.
You know.
And they can find that at santarosa.fl.gov/libraries, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And this is going to be happening in June and July.
Yes, all of June and all of July to tie in with our summer reading theme.
Wonderful. And like she said earlier, there is a summer reading. It begins May 26th. You can register online at your library. It's going to be All Together Now is the theme and focuses on kindness, friendship, and unity, which we all need.
Yes.
Definitely, don't we? So it's great to instill in your kids.
Exactly. Yes.
And tell us again, who's going to be there?
We are going to have some of the former Blue Angels pilots, Animal Tales. They always mm-hmm. put on a fun show with all kinds of creepy crawly critters. The Pensacola Mess Hall. Smokey mm-hmm. the Bear will be talking about fire prevention and safety. We've got a couple, Magician Lee Bott. He's been with us before. And Michelle Harrell with her magical poodles.
Oh, yeah. You said that she has magical poodles that are going to do tricks.
Yes.
Oh, all the kids are going to absolutely
yes.
love that.
That sounds like so much fun.
And like you said, there's a library in Gulf Breeze, J, Milton, Navarre, and Pace.
Yes.
And where will this be located? Are all of them or is it specifically?
Yes, all of those will have the weekly kindergarten
okay,
to fifth
perfect.
Grade programs. And the whole family's invited, you know.
Yeah.
It's just geared towards those ages.
Wonderful. So. And we were talking also about the canned food drive, cancel fees with kindness. So if you owe $5, bring in non-perishables, 5 of them, and you get it canceled, which I think is a great opportunity. What a smart little thing to do, because now you can give back to the community. And it also right. helps people that... in your library too. So it's
yes.
like a win-win, I feel like, for everybody. So
yes, that's what we're hoping to, that people really.
Yeah. Gravitate towards
yes.
that. And like she said, even if you don't have a fee, you need to cancel that. You can bring food up there and it goes right back into your own community. So Jay goes right back to Jay.
Exactly. So we're coordinating with different food pantries near each library, like I mm-hmm. said, and we're excited that the donations made at each library will stay in their community.
Wonderful.
So
that's
sometimes
great.
You don't know where your stuff's going.
Right.
So
that's wonderful. If you're just now tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. I'm here with Sarah Fair, the Santa Rosa Update, Santa Rosa Library System. If you want to join in this conversation, you have a comment, you have a question, 437-1620. So let's talk about you're having a new printing system coming soon.
Yes, so we're making some updates to our integrated library system that runs like our catalog and everything. Mm-hmm. And with that comes the new printing system. We're super excited. It's all... works seamlessly together. So because of that, beginning June 1st, our patrons who normally put money mm-hmm. on their accounts for printing, they will no longer be able to add more funds. And then they have until July 29th to use up the funds on their printing account.
Okay.
And then printing's going to be cash only until the new system is up and running, which should be the target date is mid-August.
Okay,
so.
Perfect. And how does this benefit the library? Is it a better printing system? Is it more efficient?
Everything. Right now, we have different vendors for different things, mm-hmm. and sometimes the softwares don't communicate
okay,
nicely. So
yeah.
this is all provided by the same person. It's
oh,
gonna
good.
Be
so it's more seamless.
So much easier, seamless.
So it might be a little frustrating at first for you, you know,
just
like
to
with
learn,
the fees.
You know.
Like you gotta. All this change, but once it sets in, it's going to be much better.
Yes, we're super excited.
Yeah, that is exciting. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I need to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk about if you have summer classes and you need reliable internet, because I know that sometimes can be difficult for some people, you can head on to the library. So we'll get to that when we get back. Again, if you want to join the conversation, it's 437-1620.
It ain't no joke.
Welcome back. You're listening to News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Tammy Martin, with a Pensacola expert panel. I'm here with Sarah Fair. She has a Santa Rosa update from Santa Rosa Library System. There's a summer reading program. There's a canned food drive. And we're going to talk about, Sarah, a little bit as if you need internet access, especially with the college students.
College students and even some high school all high school students are required to have at least one online class, and some of them opt to do it in the summer. So if you don't have reliable internet access at home, come to the library. We have free Wi-Fi. If you don't have your own laptop to do your class on, have public PCs that they can use. And to find our hours, just go to our website, www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries. And also, if you are looking for a quiet study space, our Family History and Research Center in Milton offers that. And they also offer exam proctoring. So.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. And I saw that June is audiobook month. I've actually listened to an audiobook before. It's hard for me to sit down for long periods of time, but if you're in the car.
Right. If you're in the car or you're cleaning the house and need some background noise, then audiobooks are perfect.
Right.
Especially with a lot of people going on road trips, or if you're flying, you could download a book to your phone. So we offer books on CD. We have Playaways, which are kind of like an MP3 style player that has a preloaded audiobook on it.
Nice.
And you just pop your earbuds into it and listen. We also have the Libby app that you can download on your phone. They have audiobooks, e-magazines, and regular ebooks. And then the Hoopla app has audiobooks, comics, regular audiobooks, regular ebooks. And you can even stream music and movies and TV shows on Hoopla.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yes.
Yeah, audiobooks are amazing, I think, especially nowadays when we're all in a hurry and busy. So that's wonderful. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in. Don't forget, they have a summer reading program that begins May 26th. They are going to have some former Blue Angel pilots, Smokey the Bear, Animal Tales, and the Pensacola Mess Hall. This is something you don't want to miss out on. It's www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries. Coming up, we have Paul Epstein with Running Wild. He's always a good time. He tells us about all the new 5Ks, 10Ks that are coming up. And then we have Terrence Gross, attorney Terrence Groans, to answer any of your questions. Stay tuned.